surf handle. The new engines looked very small. One was called Sir Handle, the other Peter Sam. What a smaller she'd, grumbled Sir Handle. This won't do at all. I think it's nice, said Peter Sam. Ha, grunted Sir Handle. What's a rubbish? Oh, shh, said Peter Sam. That's Sir Curly, the famous old engine. I'm sorry, Sir Curly, he whispered. Sir Handle upset now, but he is quite nice, really. Sir Curly felt sorry for Peter Sam, but Sir Handle said the fireman next morning, we'll get you ready. I'm tired. The wang let Peter Sam go. He'd love it. No, said the fireman. Wanna orders you first? Oh, well, said Sir Handle. Sulky, I suppose I must. When his driver arrived, Sir Handle puffed away to fetch the coaches. Whatever next, he snorted. Those aren't coaches, they're cattle trucks. Oh, screams Angus, Ruth, Lucy, Jemima and Beatrice. What a horrid engine. It's not what I'm used to, clanked Sir Handle, rebelliously making for the station. He rolled to the platform just as Gordon arrived. Hello, he said. Who are you? I'm Gordon. Who are you? I'm Sir Handle. Yes, I've heard of you. You're an express engine, I believe. I'm just used to Bergy coaches, not these cattle trucks. Do you have bogey coaches? Oh yes, I see you do. We must have a chat sometime. Sorry, I can't stop. Must keep time, you know. Come along, he puffled. Cattle trucks, grumbled the coaches. We'll pay him out. Presently, they stopped at the station. The line covered here and began to climb. It was not very steep, but the day was misty. The rails were slippery. Hold back, whispered Agnes to Ruth. Hold back, whispered Ruth to Jemima. Hold back, whispered Jemima to Lucy. Hold back, whispered Lucy to Beatrice, and they giggled as Sir Handle started their cumberlies tightly. Come on, he puffed as his wheels slipped on the grey rails. Come on, come on, come on. His wheels were spinning, but the coaches pulled him back and the train stopped on the hill beyond the station. I can't do it. I can't do it, he grumbled. I'm used to seasonable bogey coaches, not these bumpy cattle trucks. The guard came up. I think the coaches are up to something, he told the driver. They decided to bring the train down again to a level piece of line to give Sir Handle a good start. The guard helped the fireman put sand on the rails, and Sir Handle made a tremendous effort. The coaches tried hard to drag him back, but he puffed and pulled so hard that they were soon over the top, and anyway, their journey. The thin controller was severe with Sir Handle that night. You are a tumblesome engine, he said. You are rude, consecutive, and too big for your wheels. Next time I shall punish you severely. Sir Handle was impressed and behaved well for several days. Then the morning took the train to the top of the station. He was cross in the Peter Sam turn, but the thin controller, he made him go instead. "Well, leave the coaches," said the driver, "and fetch some trucks for the quarry." "Trucks?" snorted Sir Handel. "Trucks?" "Yes," driver repeated. "Trucks." Sir Handel jerked forward. "I won't," he muttered. So there he launched, bumped, and stopped. His driver, the fireman, got out. "Told you," said Sir Handel, and he pushed the rails apart. The settle down between them. They telephoned the thin controller. He came up and once with Peter. "Sam, I brought you some workmen in a truck." Then he and the fireman took Peter Sam home with the coaches, while the driver and the workman put Sir Handel back on the rails. Sir Handel did not feel so pleased with himself when the crowd crawled home and found the thin controller waiting for him. "You are very naughty, Engine," and he said sternly. "You will stay in the shed till I trust you to behave."